Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
I'm actually excited for you to like be a part of this energy. That's right, guys. Welcome to Dave's Good Vibration Station every Sunday at 1 Pacific Standard Time on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. I am actually excited for you guys to participate with us today and be in this energy and feel the collective love that flows to and through our hearts to each and every single one of you. That's right. What is up, a beautiful, high-vibrating people of the planet? I want to thank you so much for once again tuning into Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. Welcome once again to another Sunday of fun, happiness, love, light, abundance, joy, and laughter. Check this out, guys. This Sunday, we are going to be embracing everything that the surrounding environment has to offer, including bringing my beautiful daughter with me into the studio today. So I do have Mama Bird. So we're going to feel some real raw organic energy and emotion. So I do want to apologize if you guys hear my baby girl. All right, we'll take her out of the studio. I wanted her to feel the energy of what it's like to be in the energy of daddy when he's doing the vibration station, right, guys? So thank you very much, Adeline, my precious, precious angel baby girl, for participating and bringing your high vibrating energy into the studio with us on LA Talk Radio and Dave's Good Vibration Station. But you know what, baby? You got so much energy. I think we might need to get a bottle going and maybe get her in a state of meditation. Oh, wait, what am I saying? She's always in a state of meditation. They're always in a state of meditation. So listen up, guys. Today's show is about talking about the relationship between your willpower and environment. Bah! Willpower versus environment. Now, why do I feel the desire to talk about this today? I'll share with you why. The great Paramahansa Yogananda once shared with us, when he still walked with us on this planet, when he still walked with us on this plane, right? He shared the importance of understanding that environment is actually more powerful than will. Now, what does that mean? Environment is more powerful than will. Well, this is exactly what we mean by environment is more powerful than will. For example, when you wake up first thing in the morning and you receive a text message or an email or something of the sorts that throws you off, for that first 5 to 10 minutes of the day, what is it that shapes your emotional status for the rest of that day. So, environment is more powerful than will. You wake up, your will tells you, I want to have a good day. But your environment is, imposing contrasting experiences. So how do you maintain happiness while still experiencing contrast? How do you maintain joy and alignment and growth while still experiencing contrast? And that is learning how to allow your willpower to supersede your environment. That really is the key here, guys, is learning to allow the interior to define the exterior, not the other way around. It is not your exterior that is meant to define your interior. It is not the exterior world around you that is meant to, in any way, shape, or form, dictate or define your interior status. So, do you guys understand the importance of embracing your willpower outside of environment? Do you guys see the profound importance that lies within your choice to not let your environment dictate who you are? Mm-hmm. All right, guys, I think if I am correct, I think our dear brother Colin and my beloved co-host is here on the show with us today. Colin, welcome to Dave's Good Vibration Station. It's our Good Vibration Station. It's everyone's Good Vibration Station. How are you doing today, brother? I love you and I miss you and I cherish you with all my heart.
I am beautiful so happy today.
You're beautiful every day, bro. Every single day. You are hands down one of the brightest hearts I can ever have the pleasure of saying that I know, have ever met in my life. I love you. Beyond description, I am you as you are me in Lakich. So, as you know, bro, you were actually, just like every single show, you are an inspiration for a lot of the things that we talk about. You and I, you're in my experiences. Colin, for those of you that might be new to the Vibration Station, Colin has been with us for 11 years. Can you believe that, guys? Colin was on the original Teen Trends with Dave and Friends show. That was a while ago. That was about 11 years ago. It was 11, 12 years ago. Man, I don't even know how old I'm getting these days. But I do know that time is relative. And what I can tell you is Colin actually is a large inspiration to me and a lot of the things that I do in life. Colin is my brother. He's my soul brother. I was born an only child. But as we go through this life, we find people that are vibrational equivalents to us. We find people that understand us on deeper levels that sometimes even people in our own family get us, right? And then that's how you obviously are like, all right, this person is my brother. This person understands me. This person cares about me. This person only wants the best for me, and I want the exact for them. So with Colin being my brother, he also has inspired me to do whatever I can to be the best version of myself. For not only me, for not only my beautiful, amazing, angelic daughter and my amazing, beautiful soul wife, but also for my dear brother and for all of humanity. So with us talking about the idea of environment being more powerful than will and how Paramahansa Yogananda spoke of the understanding and taught us the importance of learning to conquer your environment by strengthening your will, because at birth, the environment does conquer will. We get kind of like, as we dig deeper into this, Colin, we get a better understanding for the reason why we as human beings have the relationships with the things that we do around us. It all has to do with us reflecting our own relationships of different things, different people, different aspects of our life in regards to how it looks on the outside, as opposed to how it feels on the inside. Does that make sense? Of course, I mean, I know it makes sense to you, but do you feel me?
I feel you 100%.
Nice.
So I think it's not necessarily overcoming immediate environmental dangers, because if you plan right, you should not have those, kind of, besides maybe driving or flying or whatever.
Right. But absolutely, like, smart.
But if you prepare yourself, then your environment can honestly just encourage you to be a better person instead of ever putting you in danger or...
Yes. Yes.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
Dude, I love it. Yes. That's actually a great way to approach it. All right. So check that out, guys. Quantum shift. Instead of looking at it like environment. Oh, dude, I like that. Oh, my God. Colin always flipping the script, always bringing in a higher perspective. Thank you, bro. So check that out. Instead of looking at it like environment versus willpower, it's willpower works with environment to produce preferred product or preferred reality. It's not like one fights the other. It's not like your willpower has to conquer your environment. No, it's that your willpower, you need to work with your willpower to increase the status of your environment. Is that kind of what you're saying?
To increase
the well-being of your reality, to increase like
if the you well-being work on, of your environment.
That's what, right? I mean. Thank you. Yes. To increase the status of your environment.
you're improving where you're living. And okay, I drive Uber all over Los Angeles, right?
Right.
And here's
right.
what I've noticed.
One of the many amazing things you do. Yeah. Very, very cool. Yeah.
Okay. So I try to stay away from like South Central and stuff. And I'll tell you the only reason. I don't care. Like, the people are chill or whatever. If I do in the daytime, I don't care. But the roads there are horrible because nobody invests in that part of town. And so nobody maintains the infrastructure and nobody can use it properly. And so there's potholes everywhere and people drive like insane over there. It's like way different than driving. I don't know, like, people drive way safer in the nicer areas.
My point is
it's not only about what we personally can create, it's about how we can change the world around us as well, because it's not necessarily like, I mean, there's a solution to potholes. Just spray paint a penis around it, and they'll come and fix it right away.
Okay. We're gonna start a fix the pothole movement. And oh, I love it, dude. Okay.
Still illegal. Don't do that at home.
Still illegal. Don't do it. Okay, literally, the justification depends on how bad the pothole is and the proximity it is from where you live. I'm totally kidding. Okay, please go on.
You're like in front of the judge. You say the pothole was just 200 feet from your driveway. Okay, you're good. I understand. You go that way every day. If that pothole was on the road, my word. I don't care. You're good.
Right?
Anyway,
I don't know why is that so funny to me. This is awesome, guys. By the way, moving on. If you ever want to, if you ever want to email us and just have some fun, have some kicks, have a laugh with us, shoot the shit, feel free to do so. Dave's Vibration Station at gmail.com. Once again, it's Dave's Vibration Station at gmail.com. I love you all so much. I can't tell you how many people continue to email Dave's Good Vibration Station at gmail.com. I love you guys so, so much. And I want to remind you, it is Dave's Vibration Station at gmail.com. There's a couple people out there. I want to thank Connor. I want to thank Nancy. I want to thank Nisha. And of course, I said Connor. I also want to thank Jason. All right. These are a couple people that we've been chatting with lately, going back and forth, that are avid listeners of Vibration Station. And we just want to thank you guys so much for your energy and your participation in the show. And also let you guys know that there, I thank every single one of you that has ever emailed us in the history of time. These are just some people that I've been kind of working with on a personal level to help, you know, get them into a position in life exactly where they want to be. And they actually found us through, which was really, really cool, our sibling accounts. You guys want to check these out, all right? LA Talk Radio, Dave's Good Vibration Station sibling accounts. We have one Instagram account, and it's Divine Mind Tribe, at Divine Mind Tribe. And the sibling Instagram account to Divine Mind Tribe is at You Are Unlocked. Once again, this is a new Instagram that we just started. And as you guys know, it is myself, my dear brother Colin, and my amazing soul wife, and of course, my precious little baby one-year-old girl that run Dave's Good Vibration Station, Divine Mind Tribe, You Are Unlocked, the whole umbrella corp for what we do. And what it is that we do, what is it that we do, what it is that we do, we raise your vibration. We offer you tools, services, techniques, ideologies, ways of experience, ways of approaching the human experience to simply raise your vibration, to simply offer you new ways of approaching this experience in hopes that it assists you. So, having said, make sure to spray a penis around any potholes that you see. I'm totally kidding. Do not do that. But that actually is a great way to get some potholes filled. No one's going to miss that. instead of a maybe like a big heart with like a tiny penis. Like a big heart. So we have like love and then just like a penis, like lol. And just like penis lol. I'm just kidding. So really though, okay, let's get back to it. If you guys are just tuning in, we are goofing around. But actually, today's topic is really powerful and potent in regards to your relationship with your relationship between willpower and environment in this human experience. It's a very potent, powerful topic. When you understand how to grasp this and harness this and channel this in the proper way, you pretty much can live the life that you decide you want to construct for yourself. So, Colin actually brought up a great point for those of you that have been tuning in since the beginning of the show. I was saying Paramahansa Yogananda talks about the struggle. Should I say the struggle? It is a struggle. The struggle between defining the relationship between environment versus the relationship with willpower. And I guess what I mean by that is, when you wake up, right, and I use this, this was the example that I used at the beginning of the show. For those of you that just tuned in, I'll just bring you up to speed real quick. First thing you do when you wake up in the morning, your willpower, you want to feel good. Your will tells you, oh, yes, I intend on feeling good today. I just slept. I got good rest, right? You know, your will wants to feel good, right? But let's say that your environment, right? Say you wake up and immediately you wake up to which has happened, this is like a daily thing now, 4 a.m, you know, your baby, if you have children, you wake up to a plastic toy getting like thrown or like chucked to your face at like, right? Okay. So the environment is painful, right? But your willpower is like, no, I want to be happy and I want to feel good. That's fine. Okay. When you go back to sleep, you say, okay, put the toy away, go back to sleep. Not a problem. Okay. Then you wake up. Again, right? Like 2 hours later, because like an alarm starts going off. It's 8 o'clock. You got to get up. So then, then you open your email and then bam, you get hit with these emails that you don't want to read. And, okay, you're trying your best to keep a happy mood and blah, blah. All of a sudden, you get this call and you talk to someone and they say something that totally throws off your day and you weren't expecting it and you don't want to hear it. And within the first 15 minutes of your day, you're already overwhelmed. Within the first 10 to 15 minutes of your day from literally just waking up, going to use your morning restroom, do your morning business, and then walking over to check your phone or to check your social media devices or even to check your TV, you turn on the news, you see that there is a bombing somewhere. You turn on the news, you see someone got shot. You turn on the news, you see a car accident. You turn on the news, it's shit, shit, shit. That's all it is. It's shit news. It's just shit news all the time. They're just throwing it in your face 24/7. They want to keep you on a low vibration, keep you fearful, keep you sad, keep you down, keep you worried about everything in the world, right? Worry about nothing but nothing. Never worry, be happy, right? I need to stop because with Colin's approach, and that's actually what I believe Paramahansa Yogananda meant. I think people take it wrong, or I think I should say I took it wrong. When I heard Paramahansa Yogananda, I should say when I read Paramahansa Yogananda in his autobiography when he said, environment is more powerful than will. Colin, I actually think he meant exactly what it is that you're saying. So can you go a little bit further, right? How do we go from having a battle between willpower and environment? And what I mean by that is it's a battle when you wake up, right, to go through all those things, wake up to getting hit in the morning, class, whatever, toy in the face, okay, it's fine, not a big deal. You get up and then, you know, this happens, or the toilet's clogged, and then the email, you get a bad phone call. How do you harness the willpower in that moment to say, you know what, I am not going to be upset. I am not going to let this ruin my day. What would you do, man? What would you do, Colin?
Oh, well, it's actually really simple. So Abraham has a perfectly viable solution to this. She says that you can be on your highest vibration at any point in time, no matter what is happening around you. I mean, besides maybe things that are hurting you, right?
But, of course.
So all it takes is thinking about what you want and how you're going to get it for a total of 17 seconds and then repeating that.
Over and over again.
The more sets of 17 seconds, the more energy you're putting into it. If you're able to spend 5 hours a day spend on that, you will move really far.
Yes. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Yes. That's amazing. So the concept, and Colin, I love that you brought that up. The understanding of Abraham and focusing on one thought for 17 seconds. So I'll let you guys know what that means here. So with Colin's explanation of learning to focus on a thought explicitly for 17 seconds. Now, what does that mean? Why 17 seconds? I'll tell you. If you guys are interested, make sure to go on YouTube or just Google search or a Brave search. Highly suggest. Brave search and check out in the bio of You Are Unlocked Instagram for Brave referral codes. Okay, you guys want free BAT, you want free BAT, you want free cryptocurrency, go on You Are Unlocked, go on at You Are Unlocked Instagram, just at You Are Unlocked. You're going to see there is a link in the bio with a Brave Rewards link. You can go ahead, click on that link, download that app. Way better than Google, way better than Safari, way better than Mozilla, way better. It's actually made by the guys that made Mozilla Firefox. This is a browser that actually compensates you in cryptocurrency. It's a browser that's been built under the blockchain. Blockchain technology through the Ethereum network. This is all stuff Colin's been telling me about. Pretty awesome, okay? And yeah, that's exactly what we're going to be doing. The link is going to be up in the Instagram as to either in between the show or right after the show, the link will be up. So I do want to let you guys know that along with this show, Dave's Good Vibration Station, being about consciousness and understanding and spirituality and happiness, health, wealth, abundance, love, light, and laughter, we do anything and everything that we can to assist you guys in seeing different avenues and different pathways that this new paradigm of a planet has to offer in assisting you in becoming fully supported, right? This ties in perfectly with what we're talking about. Environment is more power, environment being more powerful than will, and then switching your willpower into conquering environment or working with environment to serve you in the absolute highest and greatest status that you could serve yourself. So the best thing, thank you, Addie. She agrees, all right? Baby girl agrees. So the best thing, guys, is to learn how to get compensated through these new types and forms of technology by participating in things like Brave, by participating in things like XYO or Coin, C-O-I-N, Coin app. You can check out the link there at the end of the show on at divine.mind.tribe. There's also a referral rewards link for the Coin app in Divine Mind Tribe. So we are trying to offer services. We're trying to offer actual valuable, intrinsic value to those that participate in everything that it is that we do here, to those that wish to walk a path of least resistance, to those that wish to see that there is an easier way than just slaving away every day doing something that necessarily doesn't bring you the most joy, right? Now, it doesn't mean it's going to happen overnight. It means that you need to take that 17 seconds. Now, I'm sorry. I did not really explain what that 17 seconds is. Colin, do you want to share with the listeners, you know, when Abraham says 17 seconds, right? Why 17 seconds, right? So she talks about the time is speeding up.
It's enough time to shift your attention from one thing to another.
Yes, yes. So beautifully said. And just like you said, also,17 seconds is enough time to generate momentum of thought in the direction of where
momentum is actually coming from multiple of those, you know?
Yes, exactly, exactly.
If two or three sets, then you have momentum.
That's
one
right.
One is non-momentum. One is the beginning.
One is the first. One is like building the snowball, right? And then two is like pushing the snowball down the mountain. And three is watching that snowball grow. Four is all of a sudden you're like getting in the snowball. So it's like if you think of the snowball effect, right? You know, snow just continues to add to the ball, making it larger and larger and larger. As the bigger the mountain, the bigger the snowball, right? The bigger, the more snow, okay, you guys get it? So the more energy you put into something collectively and the more energy that you stay focused on, without interruption, it allows you obviously to become a vibrational equivalent to that. So Abraham talks about these 17 seconds. If you are able to focus, and now she said that time is actually speeding up in a quantum realm in relationship to time on planet Earth, to where she goes now, it's actually closer to 16 seconds. She said, because time is speeding up, now within the last year and a half or so, it's been like somewhere between 17 and 16 seconds. But if we can hold it for 17 seconds, you know you're doing it right, okay? So 17 seconds is enough time to think one thought and allow that one thought. If you are able to marinate for 17 seconds on that one simple thought, then you are fully capable of shifting the momentum and actually shifting the momentum from your old thought patterns into shifting momentum towards whatever it is that you choose to focus on for 17 seconds. And just like Colin said, the first 17 seconds is the introduction into momentum. The first 17 seconds is the initial jump into momentum. So that in and of itself is really profound. Please go on, Colin.
Well, I think the hard part and the part that most that most people are gonna fall off at the point where it really takes some hard introspection to like actually get some results from this, you know? Like you need to figure out what you want. You need to be pinpoint like tunnel vision, you know? That's the only way things work.
Yes, 100%. And that is specifically the reason why most people actually do not see such a tremendous shift in their reality when they decide that they want something, is because they don't put 110% of their energy into knowing and believing and feeling and thriving towards what it would be like to have that or to experience that in a fully tangible reality. What I mean is people so easily, and this is not, once again, guys, we are not putting you down in any way, shape, or form. Oh my goodness. We would never in a trillion, bajillion years, it's not even a number, put you down or say anything that is not 110% revolving around catering to your ultimate well-being and alignment. But
always.
What we do, always, exactly, Colin, always. Thank you so much for that, always. But one thing that we do want to let you guys know is the only way to assist and the only way to encourage growth is by encouraging that you step out of your comfort zones. So when we ask you guys to try out these new states of consciousness, or just try out, you know, thinking positive for, you know, or 17 seconds, focus on what it would feel like to be a millionaire, or even $100,000, or depending on your situation,
make it, exactly, totally.
Make
one of my heroes, and the best metaphor I've ever heard is, there's a person in the Guinness Book of World Records that has eaten like an entire 747 airplane. And
wait,
yeah, he's in the Guinness Book of World Records, and like a car and like weird stuff.
Actually, so, consumed an entire 747 airplane, like piece by piece by piece,
right? In little pellets, you know, so he could digest it and it wouldn't kill him.
Holy shit.
But, you know, technically he didn't eat the whole thing. So anyway, I think that's like one of the best metaphors for life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Dude, eat a 747, bro.
Eat a 747. Just make it into really fine pellets that don't hurt your digestive system.
Yes, exactly. I mean, I couldn't agree more. That's amazing. Did he, just out of curiosity, completely unrelated to the topic of the show, just out of my own spark of curiosity, was he okay? Was he healthy? Did he survive?
He definitely lived to keep doing it, I guess.
Dude, let's make a goal and see if we can get the dude that ate an entire 747 on the vibration station. Okay, if you're listening, if anybody's listening and anybody knows about this person that is in the Guinness Book of World Records for eating an entire 747 airplane, please feel free to email us, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. We would love to have you on the show and talk to you and get to know you, because that's pretty freaking cool. I really want to know someone that's eaten a 747. Wow. Whoa. Okay. So in life, right? Perfectly said. That's a great, actually, you know what? That is a great example. You know why? Because sometimes it does feel like you're chewing on nuts. That sounded wrong. That sounded really wrong. sounded way wrong. Sometimes it does feel like you're chewing on, I meant like bolts and nuts, like bolts, like metal bolts and nuts, you know, like if you were to eat a 747, like the bro that ate the airplane, little by little by little by little by little, okay? Just like nut by bolt by a little screw. This is like not working in my favor. Little piece of metal by little piece of metal by little piece of metal, right? And you eventually get to that point.
Wait. I was mistaken. Okay, let me tell you exactly what he ate. He ate trolleys. 18 bicycles, 15 supermarket trolleys, 7 TV sets, 6 chandeliers, 2 beds, a pair of skis, a low-calorie Cessna light aircraft. So like a really small airplane, not like a huge one for sure. Like a small Cessna, and then and a computer, and yeah.
Oh, that's chill. Oh no, dude. No, just a small plane. He just ate a Cessna.
Yeah, he ate a whole Cessna.
Wow, shopping carts, everything. Okay, I'm not even gonna get into. I mean, does he cast it? Does he like mold? Like, does he do anything with it, or does he just eat it straight up?
Let's move on. This is too interesting, but let's get back.
We need to help the people. I'm so interested. I know you're right. We need to help the people. You're right. We need to assist the masses in raising the vibration. All right, guys. So check this out. Just like the same guy, regardless of what it is. All jokes aside, in the same way that it sounds absolutely insane, almost impossible. If you were to ask anybody, do you think that you could successfully, you know, eat a Cessna or eat anything like that, right? This is a metaphor that we're using, right? Same thing with life, okay? When something looks so crazy, when your environment presents something that looks so insanely difficult to complete or execute on, right? For example, eating a Cessna or putting something or digesting something that the body is not meant to digest, right? Even on a psychological and emotional level, digesting psychological and emotional information energetically that you are not necessarily prepared to digest or prepared for, right? So same type of idea revolving digesting energy, digesting things, okay? Whether it's physical or whether it's emotional. So in your environment, we on a day-to-day basis have been somewhat conditioned to have an expectation to learn to digest things that don't necessarily bring us the most joy. So we have gotten almost acclimated to learning how to digest metal, when in actuality, we should assist ourselves. We should like help ourselves in learning how to digest fruits and vegetables and berries and things that are healthy and meat if you're a meat eater and anything else that makes your body feel good.
But Cessnas are the top of the food pyramid.
That's right, dude. Like hands down. Yeah, that 100%, right? So
yeah, it's a Cessna right at the top.
Just Cessna. And then right below that is like 8 chopping carts. And like, dude, he's just following the food pyramid, bro. I don't know what people are talking about. No, but for real, that's actually an amazing metaphor. At first, I was like, yes, it's a perfect metaphor, but this is like so lousy and so silly to think that like that could actually be used. But then the deeper that you think, you're like, whoa, that's actually a perfect metaphor. You're digesting things in your life on a day-to-day basis that you necessarily were not expecting to digest, or that you necessarily were not even thinking within the realm of possibility that you could digest, right, at the time. For example, not to get into anything too emotional or too deep or too crazy, right? We're just going to leave it on a very surface level here when I mention this. But both when Colin and I both, you know, at different times in our lives, found out that our fathers had a type of cancer, right? That was digesting information that we did not know at the time how to digest. That was being presented the Cessna and being like, you have to eat it. And us like trying our best to swallow the information and digest the information and do the best that we can with, you know, like just going through life as normal, you know, people while still knowing that we're having to deal with the pain of, you know, of what's happening with our families and this and that. And then our loved ones have pain, and then our loved ones end up. So then it's just this collective energy of like everyone all of a sudden, like digesting all these crazy things emotionally and spiritually and energetically on so many different levels that just become so overwhelming to the point where all of a sudden, you're 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 35, 40 years old, and you have no idea what actually happened in the last 10, 20 years because you've been so consumed with digesting all the trauma. You've been so consumed with getting back on track with your life after digesting all of these traumatic experiences that you forget to actually live the life that you're in. You forget that you're in the moment, and you get stuck almost in living in the past or living in what would have been or what could have been or what should have been or what I should have done, right? So here's the thing, guys, regardless of what information you receive in your life, regardless of what type of spiritual, physical, psychological, emotional energy that you have to digest, know that, first of all, environment is more powerful than will. So that first initial shock of what is going on? How do I digest this? How do I deal with this? How am I going to live with this information? That goes away. Okay. That does go away. I want to let you know. And if you could do that same thing with your reality, if you can have the willpower to literally choose and deliberately sift and sort through the aspects of your life that bring you joy and that don't bring you joy, and then say, okay, I'm going to focus 17 seconds on that, and I am not going to focus any energy towards that. I'm going to focus another 17 seconds towards that. I am not going to focus on it. So then all of a sudden, you refine your thoughts, and you refine how you focus your energy on a day-to-day basis. And as you continue to refine your thoughts and continue to refine how you focus your energy, the reflection of your reality must change. It is vibrational law. Colin, the mic is yours.
Oh, amen, brother. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Thank you, bro. And that's exactly how I feel about you, man. Amen to you, brother. I couldn't have said everything that you expressed any better than you expressed it.
Is there anything and, you know, you're grateful for today?
Yo, oh my goodness, what a beautiful transition. Oh, the best way to spend the last 5 minutes of the show. So I'm going to answer your question. So you asked me, I love that that's how you asked me. Is there anything that you are grateful for today? And I'm going to respond by saying, if I can't find something that I'm grateful for today, then I am a narcissistic asshole. There is always something to be grateful for. I'm grateful that I got to bring my beautiful angelic heavenly daughter into the studio today so she could experience what it's like to be in the energy of studio energy with daddy and his dear brother live on the air. We're doing it, right? Doesn't matter where we are. Doesn't matter how we're doing it. What matters is we are collectively putting that energy together, and she is so happy to be participating in that studio radio energy here on LA Talk Radio, Dave's Vibration Station, with her Uncle Colin. So I got the same question for you, bro, but I already know that you count your blessings every day, and I already know you have something to be grateful for today. So I'm going to ask you, what is it that you're grateful for today? And before you answer, Colin, I want to remind everybody, first of all, to go ahead and, if you feel so inclined, let us be your accountability partners. Colin and I are happy to be your accountability partners. Email Dave's Vibration Station with at least 10 things. At least 10. It's not a lot. My gosh, I could literally look in front of the air, the water, my daughter, Colin, this radio show, LA Talk Radio, Ronan, my program director that I absolutely love and cherish with all my heart, and the studio could not run without Sam, the owner of the studio, who I absolutely love and cherish with all my heart, Dina, love and cherish with all my heart. I mean, literally, it just goes on and on and on. My parents, this and that, the studio that I'm in, the situation that I'm in, my circumstance, the air that I get to breathe, the fresh air that I get to breathe, the fact that the Amazon is finally starting to go out, the fires are finally starting to go out in the Amazon, people are starting to wake up. Like, just keep it rolling, guys. So be accountability partners. Email us, Dave's Vibration Station, not Dave's Good Vibration Station. It is Dave's Vibration Station at gmail.com. I love you guys, and that has continuously been something that I need to reaffirm here on the show. Dave's Vibration Station at gmail.com. Feel free to reach out anytime. Colin, what are you grateful for today, my dear brother, so we can hear it and so we can share with the people so they could be grateful too?
Well, I bought this little pan that makes tiny omelets. So that's what I'm thankful for today, because I'm going to go home and make a tiny omelet.
Wow, dude. I kind of want a tiny omelet too, Colin.
I'll send it to you in the mail.
How am I going to get a tiny omelet too, bro?
I'll email it to you.
Okay, perfect. We can Skype. We'll Skype.
I'll video chat, give you some of my omelet.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, guys, this is really what it's about. You know, understanding. Do you hear the dynamic of the show? Do you hear how we have fun? We laugh. We get off topic. We joke around. But then we do get back on topic. And then we do get serious. And then, you know, here's the thing, guys. This is a perfect metaphor for life. Dave's Good Vibration Station, the dynamic of the show, the way that we deliberately choose and plan to host these shows. This is all deliberate, guys. This is not just last minute we're going to throw. This is deliberate and intentive. What's the candid? It's deliberately candid, right? That's why we don't go over. You know, that's why, you know, I love these shows, and I love participating in these shows, and I love being a part of anybody that, you know, puts a lot of energy into, you know, structuring their show and building the show. Dave's Vibration Station, of course we have structure. You need foundation, you need structure, you need a basis to have any form of at least sense or a platform, a foundation that can maintain itself and stand. But the beautiful thing about Dave's Good Vibration Station is Colin and I, our purpose as being the hosts of the show is to literally be as candid and as real and as honest and as transparent, as compassionate, as grateful for the listeners. We love you guys. We know none of this would be possible without you. Listeners, we freaking love you. We love you more than you know. None of this would be possible without you guys. Divine Mind Tribe, anybody that participates in the Divine Mind Tribe movement, we absolutely love you so much. We understand none of this would be possible without you guys. Anybody that participates in the You Are Unlocked page, which is the sibling account to Divine Mind Tribe, we thank you and we honor you. We cherish you. We love you so much. Just know that every single individual that participates in everything that Colin and I have to offer, we promise you that there is value. There is spiritual, there is intrinsic, there is energetic, there is vibrational value in everything that we have to offer. So as long as you allow yourself to receive it, and if you don't, that's fine too. It doesn't matter. You can tune out for all we care. We just want to know that we're doing whatever we can to assist you in harmonizing and aligning with the highest and greatest and best version of yourself. We want to remind you that you have the potential to do, be, create anything and everything that you can focus on for 17 seconds without interruption. Colin, I love you with all my heart, brother. Thank you so much.
I love you. Have a wonderful day, everyone.
For taking your Sunday and sharing it here. Make sure to check out You Are Unlocked. There will be a link to download the Brave browser. Get paid while you browse. Instead of going on Safari, instead of going on Google, instead of going on Chrome, instead of going on Mozilla Firefox, it's literally the same thing. You just go on the App Store, download it, Brave, right? Make your own little account. But make sure before you do it, go on to the You Are Unlocked Instagram page. Click the link because you get free money, okay? And if you also want more free money and a different type of cryptocurrency, also built on the Ethereum blockchain, Divine Mind Tribe, you can check out the link. It'll be up after the show. It is for, it's XYO. It's the coin app, C-O-I-N, coin app. Literally just type in coin app in the App Store or the Google Play Store. Go ahead, download it. But before you do that, make sure that you click on the link in the Divine Mind Tribe Instagram bio. And same with Brave in the You Are Unlocked bio. All the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and appreciation from our hearts to yours. Thank you guys so much. I love you. Sorry for going over our time today. Thank you so much. We will see you next weekend. Love you guys. Peace.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.